Don't you love the sound of a last laugh, my friend? Don't you love the sound of a last laugh at the end? Down in the gutter where the mad old soldier, down in the scuppers with the drunken sailors, down in the gutter with the mad old soldiers. But the last laugh, baby, is yours. And don't you love the sound of the last laugh?
Games you thought you'd learn, you neither lost nor won. Their dreams have crashed and burned. You should keep on keeping on. Out on the highway with the road gang working, up on a mountain with a cold wind blowing, out on the highway with the road band working. But the last laugh, baby, is yours. And don't you love the sound of the last laugh going down?
If you flash back to 2020 and the way Donald Trump handled his defeat in that election, it is really amazing to think that he has come back to claim the Oval Office again. So I guess in a way, President Trump did get the last laugh. If you were up half the night, as I have been, it's now 2:20 in the morning, and you watch the results pour in and you listen to the analysis and all of that, your mind is pretty numb. But if you voted for President Trump, it's comfortably numb.
Down, I hear you feeling down.
Stayed up half the night and you listen to all the poll numbers and the reasons why people voted and the reasons why they didn't vote, the whole thing had to drive you a little crazy. And you probably found yourself thinking sometime during the night, we got to get out of this place.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. baby, you know it too.
On November 6, 1965, the Rolling Stones had the number one song in America.
Since we're wrapping up the political season, let's go back 60 years to the most famous political song of all time.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Come senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Oh, mothers and fathers throughout the land. And don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
Today would have been Glenn Frey's 76th birthday, and it's only appropriate that we play a song that describes how most of us feel today. No more political ads. It just gives you a peaceful, easy feeling. And speaking of birthdays, today would have been George Young's birthday. George was a rhythm guitarist with the Easy Beats, and he was also the co-producer of so many great songs by AC/DC. Well, George would have been 78 today, but as I said, he's the late George Young. So he's not here, but Teresa Flynn is, and we all know what she's thinking about.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better.
November 6, 1976, the Steve Miller Band had the number one song in America.
I know in my heart I got the
got time for one more song, and before I play it, peace, love, happiness, and anything else your heart desires. We're going to close with a Beatles song called The End. And it's appropriate because today is the end of medleys for a while. I'm going to be gone 2 to 3 weeks tending to some personal matters, but I promise you I'll be back just before Thanksgiving so we can all listen to You Know What by You Know Who. While I'm gone, get along, America.